T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth with you on this Saturday morning as we head out on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We welcome in Mark Ross. Mark is an analyst on the NFL Network. You see him on NFL Now and all the other assorted shows across the network. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Ross. And Mark, I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time this morning. You put together a list. It's been about a week or so ago now on the NFL Network of the rookies that you said were in the best situation to succeed. How do you view Drake London and Desmond Ridder here with the Falcons?
Yeah, so that, list, it wasn't a list of who's the best, who's going to be a Hall of Famer, who's going to be a Pro Bowler. It was just, you know, when you draft a rookie, you just want everything to be as easy and seamless as possible. You know, guys I picked on there I think will be good players as well, but they were just kind of in situations where they just got to have to go in there and play a role, and a lot of pressure is not really on them to perform. So with Drake London, I think he's going to be an excellent player. I love the talent, the strength, the hands, but a lot of it is contingent on the quarterback situation there and how that develops and who can get him the ball. You know, with Kyle Pitts there, he'll be the main focus, but then Drake London will come in there. So his transition isn't that as easy as some of the others, just because it's who's playing quarterback. Is it Mariota, or let's talk about Desmond Ridder. You know, if he's stepping in there, the transition for him, I think it is a good situation where he doesn't have to be forced to play because of you do have a veteran quarterback there, and just about all those quarterbacks that got drafted this year kind of were in those situations where they're veteran quarterbacks. So with Desmond Ridder, I like the skill set. I like the leadership. I like the talent. I like the winning pedigree. And I think he is in a good situation from the standpoint of, hey, I don't have to go in there and be the savior of the Falcons franchise. I can learn since we have a veteran there.
The 2023 draft next year is expected to be a really good draft for quarterbacks at this point. Do you feel like the teams that drafted quarterbacks this year, in particular the Falcons, is there a need to find out what you've got and what the ceiling may be for the guy you drafted this year before next year's draft?
Yeah, I think you always, when you draft a quarterback, you want to know what you have. And I really have always thought you do know. And at those teams that are kind of stringing it along after 2 or 3 years and saying, if we do this for our player, if we do that, if he develops, that you really don't know. If you look at the great quarterbacks in the league now, with a few exceptions, you kind of knew as soon as they got on the field, like, wow, this guy is going to be good. You know, talk about Joe Burrow, or, you know, just talking about the last couple of years, you just knew he was going to be good as soon as he played. Justin Herbert, when he got on the field, it's like, that guy is going to be a star. And the ones who are, you're still struggling, let's just talk about a Tua, where, well, if we do this for him and if that, and you're making excuses, that might not be the guy. So, you know, I was part of that when we drafted Donovan McNabb back in Philly back in the day. And you just knew in the practice, like, he's going to be good. And I think with Desmond Ridder, the way he, if we're talking specifically about him, that, or any of the other ones, that in practices, if they get in games, you'll kind of know right away what you have. And obviously there's development to go along with that, but there should be that feeling of certainty instantly where, you know what, this guy is the guy, or we need to get better.
How important is it to get him some playing time this year as a rookie, whether that comes as a starter, whether that comes in mop-up duty? Is it important with a young quarterback to get him out there with some live bullets at some point in time early on?
No question. I always thought that was important that they have to – players have to play, specifically quarterbacks. It's only so much that you can do or learn and get better experience and practice with the speed of the game and the knowledge and just being around better players. That game experience, there's nothing like that. And, you know, that notion of having someone just sit around and practice for a year or two, I don't think is the best way to develop. But there's nothing like that game day experience. So, yes, I would think – that they will do that with Desmond Ridder. He seems as if he is the type that was, his strong suits in the draft process was his intelligence and maturity. He played a lot of football there at Cincinnati. So I think getting him in the game and hopefully if your guys say Marcus Mariota is the savior and he's great, but just his track record is he is not that guy. So I think will be opportunities to say, let's play Desmond Ridder, whether it be just in spot play during some games or eventually this guy's got to start some games and let's see if he can do it.
Mark Ross from the NFL Network. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Ross, and he's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark, you came up through the ranks as a scout, director of scouting, vice president of player evaluations in the course of your career in the NFL. Give me your thoughts on the job that you see Terry Fontenot doing as a general manager now?
Well, I've known Terry for a long time, and I've always liked and respected him. And, you know, when he was with the Saints and just how he's coming up. And, I think this year it just kind of – he's got the – building it for the long haul. I think that he didn't try to just take instant swings, huge swings and say, we got to solve this right away, especially, at the quarterback spot. He had a chance to do that last year. He had a chance to do it this year. So – there's obviously that patience factor that he has and the ownership trust in him that, okay, let me take a few years to get all these pieces together and then strike when I can. So, obviously there's the tremendous pieces on offense that he has, talented playmakers that we mentioned with Kyle Pitts and Drake London. And if Desmond Ridder, if he can strike gold with that, that'll go a long way. Just specifically with this year's draft, I love the picks of Arnold Ebiketie and D'Angelo Malone. You guys watch out for D'Angelo Malone. He was one of my most underrated favorite players in the draft. So I think that energy there where you get the pass rushers, you get some playmakers on offense, and hopefully we hit on our quarterback here. So it could be promising for the Falcons.
Mark, give me your take on the NFC South. I mean, obviously, Terry Fontenot's former team, the Saints, they've been very very busy this offseason. The Bucs are bringing back Tom Brady. Your thoughts on the South and the way it's stacking up at this point?
Yeah, well, of course, Tom coming back changed the game. It changed the landscape, not just for the NFC South, but for the NFC and the NFL as a whole. I mean, that just in one second, they go from, all right, we might be struggling to, okay, we could be winning another Super Bowl. So with that, I think the Saints have done a tremendous job loading up with a lot of talent. And they're historically, the Saints are always in it. I mean, last year they go through four quarterbacks and they still have the chance to make the playoffs. So one of the finer organizations or teams that there is. And, Carolina is that's doesn't seem to be a great situation down there. A lot of uncertainty, especially with the quarterback spot and just as an organization as a whole. So I think Atlanta, when you look at it, it's okay. Tampa, we know what they are just because of Brady. The Saints are the Saints, but Atlanta just in that, it's okay. This seems to be the team on the rise. And in a year or two, we could be that team in this division.
Mark Ross from the NFL Network. He is also the Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the XFL, which will launch play next year. Mark, what is it about the XFL? Why is this going to be different? Why is this going to work where other leagues haven't?
Well, number one, it's our ownership. With Dwayne Johnson and Danny Garcia and Redbird Capital led by Jerry Carnell, their passion and their energy and their commitment to do things the right way and building it out the right way and invested their emotions, time and energy, and not just their finances into it. It all starts from them and how they feel about it and are building it up. And then we've just got some, as you mentioned, we don't start until February 2023. So we're just really trying to put all the pieces in place and build it the right way to make it sustainable and not just, hey, let's put this out there, just try to get some players out there and go from there. And then we've built a lot of relationships where with the NFL. You know, we had an announcement about a month ago now, man. It's been a while, where we're doing a lot of initiatives partnering with the NFL on sort of being a developmental league with them, with health and safety and rules and officiating, international player development. So just having them in our corner and with us is just, you know, that's a game changer for us. And we have a partnership with the NFL Alumni Academy as well. So just as far as the way that we're building the foundation and the relationships of, okay, we're going to do things right on our end. We're going to try to get the best available players for the NFL, hopefully make it some sort of, and we're playing in the off season of the NFL and have it where, okay, we are a developmental league where you play with us, get better in game situations, as I mentioned before, and then possibly go back and forth. So I think it's just being set up the right way. We got great football people in it involved, not just myself, but some others. So a lot of energy, a lot of passion from top to bottom.
You know, the NFL has always just drafted guys out of college. Maybe you find a guy that comes over from, you know, from the CFL at some point and has a nice NFL career, but certainly that's more the exceptions rather than the norm. Do we need a developmental league for the NFL?
Yeah, well, the NFL is the only league without a developmental league. Every other MLB, hockey, basketball, everyone else has that step in between. The NFL is just, okay, here's college, and then go do it. So, yeah, I for sure, we need it, and we've had a lot of feedback and discussions with that around the league. Like, yeah, this is great, man. This is what you guys are doing. We need it, and coaches want to coach guys, and coaches feel like they can develop players, and this is the perfect opportunity to do that in the XFL. So there's a lot of excitement around that concept of, yes, there is that step in between, and you know, not everyone's going to just be a star through development, but at least there's another place for these guys that if they don't make it, that there is that opportunity to possibly do it.
Have you watched any of the USFL?
I have not. I have to be honest, I have not watched it. But we have a team of guys, our production guy watches it and kind of updates us, but no, I have not watched it.
Any thoughts on the success that it seems like they have had from a television standpoint? What are the expectations for the USFL in terms of television? Because we all know the NFL, that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room when it comes to television rights deals. We've seen that this year. What are the expectations in terms of the XFL?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you saw, but yesterday we just signed a huge deal with the Disney platform, ESPN, ABC, Disney Plus. So just yesterday they had an unbelievable, or was it 2 days ago now? The days are blending in together, but a huge deal that we signed a multi-year contract where they'll be broadcasting all of our games on their different platforms. So, I mean, that was big, big time for us to have that partnership and sign a deal with Disney and ESPN, obviously because of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. He had the previous relationship with Disney doing some movies with them. So it was just a natural fit. So yeah, we have them in our corner again. Another strong partnership relationship that they will have. They will be airing all of our games.
Mark Ross, he's an analyst for the NFL Network. He's the executive VP of football operations for the XFL that gets started next year. Mark, appreciate the time. I hope we get a chance to do this again as we go through the summer.
Oh, sure thing. My pleasure.
Hang on, we got more. We'll get to our NFL notebook when we come back. We'll get to that when we return. Chris Goforth with you on a Saturday, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.